Bitzim Tov Mem Hei Sif Beis. So this is the halacha of the Bir Chometz. So we saw the first step, we said that the correct way to do Bir Chometz, the Bichami gives you three options, which is either to burn it, to grind it up and throw it to the winds, or to throw it into the yam. Now, we've not sold any Yehudi Bei Kadam Shah Shishas. And it's circle bar. If you gave it to a non-Jew before the sixth hour, you do not need to do any beer to it. If a person burnt it before the sixth hour, the law is raised. You're allowed to use it. You burnt it, and now it's not. It's totally non-edible. But the coals, the charcoals of the chametz, will be allowed to be used b'secha Pesach. It's not chametz. There's an issue of having enough from chametz and Pesach, but this is not chametz. This has been burnt to the point of not having the dinner of chametz before Pesach. But a person burnt it after the sixth hour. But during that time, it's also b'hanoa. You can't use get any benefits from the chametz even while you're burning it. If a person burnt the chametz, and while he's burning the chametz, he used that heat to cook something or to bake something. Also, hapas, that bread, meaning matzah, which is baked with this heat, that food which was cooked with the heat, asurim b'hanoa, are prohibited to the. You can't use that food, you can't eat it, you can't even get any benefit from it.
That's everybody.
To anybody, yes. It's not a kanas. And also, the charcoal so while you're burning the chametz, you can't get any benefit from it. But now I burnt the chametz already, I want to take the charcoal, I want to use it for something else, I can't do that either. Yes.
Going back to Sifal from here last night. So suppose you grind it up and you throw it to the wind. And the wind blows right back in your yard and the chickens eat it. Is there a problem?
If you see it, you would have to remove it. But if you didn't see it, you don't. Then it's not. You can't. There's an issue of wanting chametz to be intact on Pesach. So if I see that there's kernels of chametz in my yard, which my chickens are eating, I'm happy about that because it'll save me. So I want that chametz to be intact on Pesach. So it's a problem. So that would be a problem. But if I'm not aware of it, it wouldn't be. I wouldn't have any problem. Okay. Sif cotton. Test. If you gave it to a non-Jew before the sixth hour, you're not machir to do any beer. We'll talk about that more later on. The dinner machir's comments we'll see in Tov Mem Ches is where you talk about machir's comments. In case if you have workers, they would have maids and servants, which you are responsible to feed. So you want to give them this chametz before Pesach. So you're going to come out that you're benefiting from chametz and Pesach. So to give them something that they could eat before Pesach would be fine. But if you're going to give them food, which you're giving them enough chametz that they'll maintain that into Pesach and never eat that and not come to you to get meals. So the chakyaka quotes the bach, and that's a problem. Because here's a situation where you're benefiting from this comments on Pesach. The Chem and Moshe disagrees. Even though he has responsibility to feed them, but he gave them his mana heter, so later on they don't come for food. That's not a problem. Before Pesach, you paid to the goy that which you had a responsibility to pay him. You paid him before Pesach, so you don't have anything to give mazonos now. But the only thing which the Chacham Moshe says you can't do is you can't say the following. Raksha also loy loymar, in favor, you can't tell the goy explicitly. She has to come and say, "May I pass? Hold on to this chomus, and this is going to be your food for Pesach." Im shimkein roitzu b'kiyuma shel chomus, that you want the chomus to be intact. Shos, and that's us. That's an issur of roitzu b'kiyuma. You want the chomus to maintain itself over Pesach. Al yitin lo b'stam v'yermali, he gives it to him without saying it, without mentioning Pesach. He says, "Hey, the chomus zeh b'chayvcha. Here's this chomus for my responsibility to feed you." And you'll have no more claim for chametz over for food over Pesach. You can say that. So I can't tell you use this on Pesach. I can't tell you that hold on to this over Pesach. I paid up, and I have no responsibility over the next 7 days.
But I assume that he's going to give them something to pass on to them.
Well, whatever the arrangement is. Right. He gave him enough of these crackers, whatever it is. He said, told his obligation to feed them. So he said, I have no responsibility to feed you for the next 5 days, whatever the number is of food was cut, which was handed over.
Yeah, but if he doesn't provide anything else, and it's understood that he's getting cut off from it.
Well, that's what the Chacham Moshe is saying. It's not a problem, because this has all been arranged before Pesach. Chacham Moshe is saying, since you gave it to him before Pesach, and what you've done is it relieved the Chayv before Pesach, so in Pesach you have no dealings with the Chametz at all. So, the way the Chacham Moshe is understanding it is as if, let's say, every week he's mechuyev to deliver X amount of food to him. So he could do it daily, he could do it hourly, he could do it weekly, he could do it monthly. Once it's done, he has no more responsibility to the person. So here he paid him off for Pesach. So he has no responsibility in Pesach, so he's not involved in the comments at all. That's fine, according to the Chacham Moshe. Okay. Also says like that. However, the chametz is based, but he can't be eating it in your house. Why? Because people will think that you used the chametz, you gave it to him now, and that's a problem. Okay. Don't take all of your chametz and give it to the goy. Because if you do that, you'll have no mitzvah of beer chametz at all. Just use, burn the crumbs that were left over. Why? You said before that the perurim, because they're so small, they're insignificant. The person does not transgress by your law on them, and therefore you're not makayim tashbisu by burning them. So it comes out that this person has not fulfilled the mitzvah tashbisu, because he gave it all the way to the goy. Hold on to a kazayas at least. That kazayas shall burn. And the kindness of tashbisu, the rest you give to the goy. This is again all under the assumption that we mentioned yesterday that you fulfill tashbisu in a scenario where that takes place before the Zman Isser. So that the mitzvah tashbisu is destroyed before the Zman Isser, and the Zman Isser comes, it's not here. Because if you learn that the mitzvah is, when the Zman Isser comes, you must get rid of it. So we're never makayim tashbisu, we're always burning it beforehand. Okay. Now, in a case where you burnt it before the sixth hour, you're allowed to benefit from the charcoal on Pesach. In a scenario where you burnt it before Pesach, so before when the time of Pesach comes, it's not considered chometz, so it doesn't come also b'hanot. Well, similarly, you can use it to cook with during that time. But the minhag is not to do that. You make it a separate fire itself. And you don't use it for anything else. You don't use it to cook with. Why? During the fifth hour, when it's mutter b'hanot, he will use it for something. He might come to do that when he burns later on. We don't put it in the oven. We don't burn the oven. We burn out in the chotzer. We don't wood burning stoves anyway. But they imagine a wood burning stove like this could have been fuel for the fire. We don't do that. He said he put it out in the chotzer. Now he said if he burns it after the Zman Yisur, he cannot get any benefit while he's cooking, while he's burning. And if he did bake something or cook something on it, that food is also.
But that itself.
Okay. Now the Gemara discusses this issue. That and the argument is that since this item was generated due to chametz, so the Isra Hanoah applies to it also. This is the Hanoah of the chametz, because it was the chametz generated this thing. But there is a concept in halacha called zevazagar, we saw this before, that if there's multiple sources of an item, in other words, since this item isn't chametz batzim, I'll say, well, the chametz created this. Well, chametz didn't create this on its own, only because of other things. Then we can't say that this is called a creation of chametz and will not be us. So he wants to know, I forgot the Zebes Agar and Mishra's your base. Valva got the Zebes Agar, who? It's Zebes Agar. What are the Zeb? What's the Zeb? What's the Zeb? The coals are one. What's the other? Shatan or who shall have to? Well, Eitim, Dino Chametz, Shalis. Over here, the oven is heter. It doesn't really cook well without having the oven there holding onto the heat, etc. The oven is an integral part of the baking process. And over here, the fuel is the fuel, which is the Chametz, is also. So why over here is it also? So the answer says, "Shani halach over here is different. The garam ha'etzim shall iser shabana apas nefes. The etzim over here meaning the chametz, which is the iser, which baked the pas. Nikar yosim beniris shvachim leinayim kumachad garam hu. That's the more obvious thing that a person will notice in the bread is not the is." It was baked. So I said, okay, what does it mean it was baked? The heat baked, cooked it. So we'll look at the heat as the main go rate.
Let's forget about beer. Let's take a simple
case. We have 10 tefachim, 10 tefachim, and then 7. Now, I feel in b'shosh and nosen hapas l'sechatana, we said in case you burn after the shoshishes, so even if it's reduced to charcoal,
so right, that would be
then you can't use the charcoal either. If you burn it before shoshishes and you reduce it to charcoal, you're allowed to benefit from that charcoal on Pesach. If you burn it after shoshishes and you reduce it to charcoal, you can't use the charcoal either. So even if he baked bread on that charcoal after shoshishes, it became charcoal, and now he bakes it. So like that's like really far removed. it's not even benefiting from the chametz as it's burning. It's benefiting from the charcoal of the chametz, which is the remainder of the chametz. Right. So no, a feeling of shor shenos and a pasas a chotamer kvar nepet al chometz a kechol.
So I'm not sure how you
make your. It's not even kechol anymore. It's mamish. It's ashes, but it's hot ash. Venefal yada and baked with that heat. Kam kenos. Why? Sure. The chometz kam kecholim veiforim. Also, we pass by chometz when it's destroyed after shoshishus. The Gecholim are Osir and the Efer is Osir. We keep a Shapas Nefa Michaim. It says the Maisa, the Pas is baked from their heat of this Isser of Gecholim or Efer.
Yeah, okay. The Erevin,
Amar, Hevi, Dhamma, Trust, Pasaf. Minker, Shiv, Chom, Paskim, or Beitzim. What they've accomplished is obvious in the bread, just like if the direct fuel. So it's right through. It's like the item is still here, and it's also to use. Feel him gar for afer. We can call him. Even if you, the person is okay, fine. See, so he swept out the floor of the tanner from all of the ashes and the charred pieces. And then he baked or cooked based on the intense heat which remained in the oven due to its insulation, etc. But it held on to that heat. So I said, listen, that's not chometz. Gam ken oisrim kam achron hapasot haushal. Many a chronim holds the problem that even that scenario is problematic.
You have a kind of chetzi tapa by the end of work. Here's your Zion 12, and here's your Zion 12, and then we have a kind of
a pass
over here.
See, the chronim prohibit the pass on the top. I'm Berloch, and he sends it to the Berloch.
A kind of a chetzi tapa the opposite corner over here. The kind of a beha, and then a kind of over them.
Yeah.
From here to there,
what about this loaf of bread? This loaf of bread, which is also ben noah, gets mixed with other loaves, which are mut. Feeling the sour of a pass, which occurs, the hair is ben nicker. Now it's not visible which one it is. Cool and a sour ben noah, they're all also ben noah.
There's
no din bitzel. So what's why is it not in Bitzel? So there's a Gemara. The Gemara says that so much of the Dabar Shem Minyan you sell by number, not by weight or value. Okay, there's certain cheshivas to it. So I buy spices by the pound.
Yes, and I don't
buy eggs by the dozen, by the number. So if I would have an egg of Isser mixed into other bayim of Heter, I would say it's like bottle. Because Dabar Shem Minyan is not bottle. So we hear a kikar, we don't sell them. You don't sell them by the weight. I want 5 pounds worth of bread. That's not how you do it. You want 5 loaves. So I count. I do it by counts. So the Dabar Shem Minyan is not bottle. So even if this bread got mixed up with other bread, it's not going to be bottle. Fine.
Whatever
Mash. Takana, Mr. Burr says, why don't we say that we have a solution? That
then I would imagine that would not be called
that over here, the item itself is not really chametz. The problem is that chametz generated this item. When I use this item, it's considered if I'm getting benefit from the chametz. So take the value of the chametz, throw it away, and say, you know, okay, whatever value I get, any money I gained by using chametz to make this bread is gone. We can sort of remove the Isser by taking the value of the item and throwing it away. So I'm not really benefiting from chametz.
Basically, that works. Like okay,
over here it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Dofen, right? Where's my tapach? It's here.
Not sure whether what the, he says. When you apply that rule, when you don't apply the rule. Says that's what the shach explains when you apply it, when you don't apply it. Yeah. But there is a solution. What's the solution? Limkra pasla akum. Chutz midmei isur shibut. So now we have one prohibited loaf of bread. They're all matzah. You have one pita of matzah, which is also because it was baked with chametz, charcoal with chametz. Another one's a mutter. I can't eat any of them. I can't get any benefit from any of them because of the suffix yisr. Amenetza, though, the other ones are not also bahanoa. So he says, there's 11 loaves over here. I can sell it to a goy. He'll pay me for 10.
Now we're seeing Rabbah that says, well, go.
I'm not going to get benefit from 10 of them. So he can pay me for 10 of them.
I'll sell
it to the goy. I'm not getting benefit from the 11th one, whatever which one it is, because I'm not charging him for that. He sell to the guy who to make Yisr Shabbos. That is, she knocked the mayor, no, so come and she hits it by a tanner, and they have passed the tower, so she let the mayor. So, what you're subtracting is the value of the benefits of the cooking process. What it would cost me to produce it.
It'll be as if the whole wall.
He ends up not getting any benefit from the comets because he sold the guard for free.
If I was writing Rashi, I would say not that.
Rashi Zer the fire that passed Kedem Shim Krenelag. In a place where they allow Pasak, we have to be afraid that the boy is going to turn around and take this item and give it to a Jew.
Once we go ahead and build
it, she lo yifarer chashina and she asked him because he said we don't break up the small pieces. He might turn around and sell it to a Jew.
Sukkah on the third side, not that the dope in itself.
Okay. Now, something should be revived. Rafilu beloy nisari pass itav shul zebachir. Come here, yesh tekanu zu the mechira. The eighth of mechira.
So whatever. Let's we'll come back to that. But I just want to keep that in mind.
Will work.
I think there's a deal.
So if the item as is sells for $10, the value of the fuel to make it is $3. If I charge $7 for it, I'm okay.
Because
I end up not getting any benefit from the chametz and the fuel.
Right, it's mashma that the temple that we learn might be the parsha of a similar ale that if.
Yes, we should also employ nisar. Some people have only had to once as nisar. Welcome, have some rubber. She says, "Tak yes, she's from." She says, "We rely on the linear opinion in the case of necessity."
Is going with what Rabbi Simon said above.
Then he says,
"Stima tapa." Make that stima tapa. That's all Hayose. That's all Hayose. By the Yose.
In the case where you burnt it on Pesach, so not only can you not benefit from the while it's burning, but the charcoal remains are also also b'hanu. You burn it before Pesach, they're not. You burn it on Pesach, they are.
That if you go ahead and make
it smooth, kind of become wood and Ephron, and the same thing would be the hot ash, would be the same thing. Then also this common itzel become, person can't warm himself near the fire of this fuel. Alhonis la'ori, you cannot get any benefit from the light.
And it'll be kosher, right, like it.
So you can't warm yourself up in some way. Use the heat slash light which is there. You can't use the ashes. The chametz and begadim was kedama. Ash was used as a washing element. Can't use it for washing. So welcome to the chasis ben dam shkita the mitzvah of lahanis. In the case of the shechita of a bird, there's a mitzvah of the rice to cover the blood. The more says that we pass in the ashes, first has been offered with dirt. We more learns out, we hold that ashes have a lochum for this purpose as if they're dirt.
Right.
So
that
he wants to take the ash from this chametz, which has been burnt after it's on the iser, and use it to cover the dam of the shechita.
So
of the bird. So that's mut. Ah, you're benefiting from it. If we're all mitzvahs, Allah is in them. We don't consider the benefit which you're getting from mitzvahs as a halachic benefit.
You're building a Torah of Pesach. Do you need a tefillah?
Yeah. Make sense?
A simple, pure tefillah. Meaning, yeah, yes, you don't need Rabbi Simon's tefillah. So,
if I could hear it again.
There's a concept called mitzvah of lahana zitnu. Mitzvah of lahana zitnu means that any benefit you're getting out of a mitzvah is not considered a halakhic benefit. So, therefore, even an item which is also behanoah, I'm allowed to use it for a mitzvah, and I get the benefit that I fill my mitzvah, because that's not a halakhic benefit. So I didn't benefit from Isser, because getting the spiritual side is not what the Isser of Isser Hanoah is, the physical benefit here in this world, not the spiritual benefit I gain. I got brownie points in Shema.
Right.
I want to take this ash. He uses it to cover the blood of the bird that he shats the bird. He takes comments, he burns it after Shoshish. So that ash is also behind him. Now he shats an ant, a bird. There's no din of Kisadam covering the blood by a second animal. It applies to birds and applies to wild animals. Shats a deer. So he has to cover the blood.
Then that works.
So he wants to use this ash, which is also about no, to cover the blood. So today, well, you're benefiting. No, you're not. By definition, mitzvah is the benefit you get from doing a mitzvah is not called a hanoah.
So, which would imply, therefore, that you don't need. So you don't need Rebbe Simon's tefach sofer. Rebbe Simon was a tefach sofer.
Okay, now, so then he said. But the b'chamim of the b'chamim's shalai his. But so does it mean his means shall come of the b'chamim.
It. You don't need that tefach.
Is our b'chamim shall chametz b'chamim shall eitzim shall suffer by is the chametz. The chametz and the charred remains of the chametz and the wood get mixed together. You don't know what's what anymore. Also lohanes b'kulam again. You have this issur that it's not both.
But if all
is there's a rule, I think we spoke about this before, that someone which can become heter if you wait, and there's nothing preventing you from waiting, so then the law is this, it's not bought to bell, even 1,000, even 10,000. It's not bought. Because why eat it based on mitzvah? I can wait a day, wait, you know, some hours, I can wait a week, and it'll be mutter. So why rely on mitzvah if I don't have to?
That's why it's weird. That's what everyone's going to be bothered with, and that's those who are going to contrast with the other share. It's not so clear, Rashi. Everyone seems to have one way,
and over here, the look is if you wait until after Pesach with this item, it's mutter b'hanoah. So it's the sheshem matir. It'll become the way that it'll become mutter. So why shall I rely on bit? Yeah. Sif Gim. Kadam zman be isur yochel ashlichol lebavachim sharbim b'seim shal. If you want to put it where the birds are, before the Zman Eser, where the wild birds, the ravens, crows, are come there, I can put it out, and they'll come and Pesach and eat it. No, they'll come before Pesach and eat it. He finds that he comes by and realizes that they did not eat it.
That's all you would say.
Even though the place where it is a hefker place, I was mafker on it through. That's not really my fault. They didn't eat it, so I should burn it.
So coming off of this,
we'll see. That the friend disagree with this. The person checked for chametz, found none. So he comes and says, "Manavir chametz, he has nothing to burn." Yisuf akuli shalokach lebedika kreishal yishkach chavis pir.
That when Rashi says tap up over here, it means
the reason why there's a minute to use a wooden spoon. You buy bedika sets, you know, it has a feather, it's a wooden spoon. Yet in the mail, bedika sets with the wooden spoon, etc. Is this remote? In a case where there was no chametz just found, you burn the wood.
where he was making a tefillah.
This way you always remember that you're burning something that's a
right.
Roll.
And then
remind him for next year he has to be or he has to destroy. If he would not have that, he would burn it. He might forget next year he's supposed to be burning something.
So when we say
he actually needed to.
That means we need a tefillah plus
the
tefillah.
So that's
interesting.
So the minute if you use a wooden spoon, you just leave it. You leave the wooden spoon with the chametz, and just burn the whole thing. You don't separate it out afterwards.
So if
into the fire, it becomes part of the fire.
Back to the previous Rashi, when he says,
okay.
It works in place of the tapach.
Right?
You can't necessarily say that, he says tapach and not.
You're allowed to give it to, put it where the birds are before it's on this. Vahakar's only so Lamahani, Shiapkiru. So that's really being mapped. You don't own any orphan. You're not feeding your birds with it. It's not your birds. So basically, the problem is being mafkid. The problem is you can't be mafkid after this money is.
I'm just saying
that really, it's best in Hefker. Barely own it anymore.
The term made it
totally useless for you. It's really Hefker. But there's even still your responsibility. So I'm after.
It
doesn't sound. It's Hefker anyway. The term was Makai, you destroy it, even though it's Hefker. So being Hefker doesn't help you.
So to the previous Rashi,
the Torah is Makai you to destroy it, even though it's equivalent to being Hefker. The Moor's notion is there's two things which are not Rishus and Shalom, and the Torah made them Rishus. They're not really in your Rishus, and the Torah Trance gave them back as if they're in your Rishus. It means the Torah gave you responsibility. One is Chometz and Pesach, and one is the Boar Rishus and Rab. I don't own that Boar. I don't own the ground. The ground belongs to Rishus and Rab. I don't own the airspace. I don't own anything. The Torah says, I have responsibility for it. The Torah calls me the Baal HaBoar. I'm the Baal HaBoar. I'm not the Baal HaBoar.
Right.
The Torah gave it, so the same will be the Chometz. That's the man that the owner. The Torah's Makai, me, and I'm wherever it is, so I don't do it.
To be
Mafkar doesn't do anything.
It's very weird to say that all Chazakim belong and say,
that was the Chalom of Mishmisi. We assume that they will eat it.
Suros
and
Pesach will work in place of that.
Okay. If you want to put this out for the birds to eat, put it in a place which is Hefker before this month is, so that's fine. Do not do it in your Chotzer. Because then you have a situation where you have body Chometz, and a Sofik Giv will be destroyed by the birds. So the Vare Chometz, which you're required to take care of, because it's in your Rishos, you cannot fulfill your obligation. The Vare Chiv to deal with it with the Suffolk the Arvim will eat it. In Suffolk of the Arvim, which is the Vare of the Chometz in your Chometz. So you want to do this thing to get it out of your Rishos totally before Pesach. So even if the Arvim don't eat it, you have no Chiv to it. Before Pesach, you made it Hefker, not in your Mokum. Chometz in my Mokum, I must get rid of it. But sometimes it's out in the public. So, what's the model level? That's only those. That's what they say. You shouldn't leave it there. If you come and realize that they did not eat it, you must destroy it.
Well,
that's a chumrah. The Makabra say. I did a valid option. I was mafkered into political and got it out of my rishus. So I'm like, good. Now I realize it pays and nothing happens. Why am I mishum? Nothing to do with it. Okay. So they argue on the Mechav. The Eishmet Sadadin, the Farish, the Gam Das Shachnar Kendu. The Marbi Gavna Frita, I'm not going to run with it. Yeah, because they find different ways to explain the Shachnar. He's not arguing with this point, because this point seems to be very compelling in Allah. So then he must have been something else. Okay. Ella, they do say the following. It's not enough just to put it out there. You must explicitly say that you that you're being after. Well, yeah, but that's the shas hefker lost on the stood by lachar pesach. You know, after pesach will come back and again. She yesh, but that came and it happens over. Because man shows up about. So if you're planning to, you're thinking, okay, you know what, I'll put it here. And the basis is, I'll come back again. That's what you're thinking. So you're not going to fulfill your obligation to Nafka total. Suppose, until somebody else comes along and takes it, it's your responsibility for it. So you have a few beer. So one of the most common applications of this discussion over here is the garbage cans.
The sheer kind
so you live in a house and the garbage pickup is on Tuesday. Pesach starts Monday night. So you have come and sitting in your garbage cans for Pesach. It's okay, no problem. I'll take my garbage cans. I'll put them out in the streets. So let's walk them after. That's an easy scenario. They put it there then one day before the pickup. Well, my pickup is on Friday. Pesach starts Monday night. You know, so I'm going to put my garbage cans out into the street. But it's in my garbage can. It's in my ashpa. My pach ashpa. So what's the look over there? The person takes his chometz into his pach ashpa, and it's sitting in a mug which is sitting in
Shasarabah. That we need recognizable.
So the Rosh seems to hold that case would still be
mutter. What's the reason why we need, if we're building a source of Hesach, we need a
Tetzi? No. Rosh seems to hold that even though you could argue that you wouldn't be able to buy a mutter, you might say, you call someone and sell your Meshus.
So
you have responsibility to destroy that home.
Exactly what Tosfos
says. Rosh holds it's a problem.
The where we see that it was actually
he quotes over here from the Yash, and the Yash holds it's not a problem. You put it to the Pach Ashpa, even though it's in your Meshus. So that's
then
basically, totally removing the comments from any usage, ownership, etc.
Yes. Basically, you have a sort of a trigger to
20 hours. I think the answer, what you say, is that if a person would take it out to the street and say, I'm being mafker, my garbage cans.
Right?
That's an answer. You have to really mean it. And halachically, we prefer that when you mafker your garbage cans, you take it out to the streets, it's not your mokum. You mafker your garbage cans, it's not your. You have to feel that you don't in front of three people, three Jewish people. Okay.
So if I said that, rubber spun back.
Okay,
no,
so that
that's
is.
Not kosher, it's batina and the pizzas and cars. That we need recognizable laws.
One thing which the Moshe does add, in other words, this point that the Moshe says at the end, you have to be mafker explicitly. That much he says, in case you throw it into the ashpa, that's a good thing, not good explicit. That would accomplish the same
thing. I think Tosfos is saying it's the same thing.